there that says it includes a revenue.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to convene the April 27, 2017 meeting of the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for the Joint Ways and Means Committee. I'd like to announce straight out of the gate that we're going to be canceling the work session on 5537 and rescheduling that at a later date, and like to open a work session on the Department of Agriculture's federal grants application. Paul?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Department of Agriculture is here. They're applying for two federal grant applications. One, both from the Food and Drug Administration. The first grant is for manufactured food regulatory program standards, and the second one is for some accreditation at their laboratory, and they're here to discuss what the two grants are in more detail.
Very good. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Co-Chair Witt. For the record, Lauren Henderson, I'm the Assistant Director with the Department of Agriculture. As Mr. Siebert mentioned, we are applying for two separate grants, but they are directly tied together. And how they're tied together is that our laboratory cannot apply for the ISO accreditation grant if our agency is not part of the FDA MRFS grant, and so they are tied together. I have with me Stephanie Page. She's our program director for our food safety and animal health program, and she can answer any questions you have about the grants themselves. But I wanted to mention that the manufactured food regulatory program grant, more commonly referred to as MRFS, our state was one of the first states in the nation in, I think it was 2007, to actually try this program. They pilot it in several states, and so this isn't a new effort on our part by any means. The FDA is trying to get all the states that are participating in the program on the same grant cycle, and so this is a one-year opportunity, and then we may be back for what would be a five-year grant opportunity. Regarding and that grant is $225,000. Regarding the lab, that grant is specifically to continue to help our laboratory, our regulatory laboratory, with its ISO certification and that quality process and review and validation on their tests. That's a really important part of the lab. We just obtained certification last year, and that would help us continue that. The MRFS grant for food safety is critical to help us with our training needs. And the only other thing that I wanted to mention for you folks today, with our permission to apply, which, and I'm sorry for the short deadline, Mr. Siebert helped us with this, it's due May 1, both of them, is that when we were before you on our budget many months ago, we had mentioned we had gone through a Secretary of State's audit in our food safety program. And one of the recommendations of that audit was that we look at our federal work and consider scaling it back or not doing it at all, because it was taking a tremendous amount of effort away from our staff in order to get our backlog cut up. Stephanie has worked with the FDA on our MRFS grant, and I can tell you they were not really happy we were scaling it back, but we have done that. There's a quite likelihood they may not accept our revisions to our grant proposal, and really what they were is to try to reduce the administrative burden on our program and to focus more on the public health aspects of the grant. So we have modified our grant request to reflect that, and we'll see what happens on the other end to keep in the spirit of what the Secretary of State recommended to us. So with that, I'll leave it there, and I have Stephanie if you have any other questions.
Questions, anyone? I'm not seeing any. It sounds like it's very welcome money, however.
It is.
Not hearing anything further.
Mr. Chair, Legislative Fiscal Office recommending approval of the request to apply.
Thank you very much.
Kathy Conley, DAS CFO. CFO also recommends approval of the request to apply.
All right, very good. Do I have a motion?
I was supposed to read this. Chair Frederick. Chair Witt, I move the LFO recommendation be approved.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves approval of the LFO's recommendation. Is there any discussion on his motion? I'm not seeing any, not hearing any. Okay. Without objection, so adopted. Thank you very much.
I'll carry.
All right. Okay. Senator Girard will carry. Thank you for that, for volunteering to do that. I don't see anything else on our agenda. Is there anything that, for the good of the order at this point?
Just one quick thing. I'd like to talk with the folks from the Department of Agriculture after this.
Okay. So, very good. Anyone else? All right, folks. Thanks very much. We stand adjourned.
I've simplified my...
Very much. We stand adjourned.
I've simplified my...